Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
We're back and, you know, back with the team and in the fold contractually. Maybe he sees it as a situation that's close and right there, and I can be in a Western Conference Finals this year. I don't. Frankly, I sort of look at the Clippers. I mean, you got to factor in James Harden, his age, Westbrook's age. I look at them as sort of the in that same tier now as the Lakers and the Golden States that are trying to figure out how to hold on, as opposed to this
right.
This new group of teams that obviously includes Dallas, but also OKC, Minnesota, and we hope the Grizzlies that are coming up. And so it's just strange to me that, you know, a situation like that where it could be over very quickly is what he's, what he wants to get invested in. Maybe he's long, wanted to be back on the bench, just thought he wanted to write. Maybe it's his relationship with Ty Lue, but I just found it odd that he's going back into that situation.
Yeah,
I don't think they're close.
No, I mean, especially with all the, you know, free agency stuff with Paul George.
Paul, who could be out of there.
Kawhi to get a haircut. The braids are gone, cornrows are gone.
Well, maybe that's a good sign. I'm not sure.
It's just the fade now. He looks old now, though. He looks like an old man because he got like some gray there. You know what I'm saying?
It was probably time.
It might have been. Although I appreciated his commitment to like the mid 2000s with that.
Yeah, he stuck to it. He really did.
So
I haven't seen it. I can't imagine him with just a regular head of hair, regular like Caesar cut.
It's kind of weird. Yeah. It is. It's kind of weird. But you know what?
They got more problems than his hair, buddy.
I had to cut my hair. Y'all made me cut my hair, so he has to cut his.
Well, you say y'all.
Well, everybody's made me cut my hair.
Nobody make you do anything.
Yeah, y'all just kept making comments. I mean.
You went out here looking like a rube.
Yeah. somebody said, not what it really was, I'll be honest. What it really was is when I did a Field of 68 show, and Goodman was like, let's talk about John's hair. Like, he was joking, but like, let's talk. And I was like, all right, it's gotten too long. I get it. Fine, I'll cut it. So
then when it becomes a distraction.
It was a good run. It was nice to know that I could grow it out that length again, but there's no need to keep it that long. I agree with that.
I don't know, you cut your hair. It was like just kind of feminine, very feminine. Your hair got long enough to cut. It's like growing down your back.
It was curling up. It was curling up.
Yeah.
You know, you remember.
We had to cut it.
You remember what it was like, bro. But I'm a new man.
I just really didn't spend much time staring at your hair, bro. And I don't think a great many of us do. Not as many as you think.
No, I just know most people wouldn't.
Y'all made me cut it. Sounds sad about it.
Like
you have regrets.
I kind of just wanted to have my Aaron Rodgers moment, you know, where I was like doing the ayahuasca retreats where I didn't give a damn about nothing. I don't care about my kids. I don't care about my family. Just let me be selfish.
I've seen it. Sounded like a midlife crisis.
For an era, you know. But y'all just couldn't let me have that, could you? Nope, y'all couldn't let me have it. I wanted to throw everything out, and just I want to be Aaron for a minute. I want to have COVID vaccine conversations. I want to talk about, you know, conspiracy theories, you know, presidential elections.
Just let go like Drew Carey.
So yeah, it didn't happen. It didn't happen.
Okay.
It did not happen. Anyway.
Sorry about that. Congrats to Van Gundy.
Yeah, he's going. He's he's back in the league, back in the
country. Watch your back, Ty Lue.
Yeah.
Might sink a knife, a dagger in your back trying to take your team.
Yeah, Drew Carey, he does have that thing
going
on.
He has let go. And that's where you were headed. So I'm glad you came back to us.
Yeah, because
now you get the reference.
Now he's got like the beard.
Bro, he used to be clean cut.
Now he's got the beard going.
It just looks crazy.
He does. He looks out of. He looks.
That's like, where you were headed.
Like so, no doubt.
I'm glad Goodman and those guys had the intervention.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll come back. Interesting pieces from both myself and Jeff Calkins today, the Daily Memphian. And yes, I can say that. Yeah,
you cannot say yes, can. That's the second time
yes,
you've
I can.
Done it. That
yes,
your
can.
Piece is interesting.
It is interesting.
You can say Jeff's is, and I've written something as well that I think is worthy of discussion, but you cannot call your own piece interesting. That's why I'm here. I will determine that.
Okay, well, we'll have the...
Sound like a damn fool.
The verdict will be in.
Interesting piece by me.
Well, I mean, if you won't gash yourself up, you know, nobody else will.
I'm being told Kawhi did not cut his hair. It's a bad angle on the photo. We're going to have that fact rechecked.
Bro, they said he cut his hair, bro.
Just be careful. I'm just saying, I've had one listener weigh in that says that's a bad angle. We're going to need to revisit in the third hour.
Oh, my God, it was a ruse.
Again, John, we've already come on, man.
Bro.
We got to be better.
Bro, be for real. You don't think that looks like he got a haircut?
I mean, again, from that angle, it does. But you should have done more homework before you brought that to the table. Okay, we're gonna try to recuperate from this mistake and be better in hour three.
I mean, how's that?
And I'm
possible?
Basically talking about John being better.
My whole life is a lie. My whole life.
He's gonna tell you about his interesting piece up next.
Kawhi, it's here. All right, Jason and John on HNFM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN, the only place in Memphis for the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Learned the news that Bill Walton had died. And what Harold Bird said was, listen, in that iconic photograph at the end of the game, Bill Walton has scored his 44 points. The game is essentially done. There's less than 3 minutes remaining in the game. Walton sprains his ankle. And in an iconic photo, you've seen it, it's Larry Finch helping Bill Walton off the court. Bill Walton literally is towering over Larry Finch, has his hand on Larry's shoulder, and Larry is boosting him along and carrying him to the bench, helping him get to the bench. What Harold said about it was the majesty of Larry Finch helping Bill Walton off the court. If Larry could show that kind of class in the wake of what had to be crushing disappointment, then we could do it too.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station. Unsportsmanlike mornings, the Jeff Calkins Show. Jason and John, Giannotto and Jeffrey, the Gabe Kuhn Show afternoons.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-353-9057. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-353-9057. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-353-9057. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-353-9057. 800-353-9057 or biglou.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6812. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6812. That's 800-575-6812. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
92.9 FM ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show. Well, the only lineman on the radio, Gabe Kuhn. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Well, I was hoping you'd come over and, you know, maybe put on some old gym shorts, you know, and throw on the jersey. And at least, you know, I think it'd be a hell of a show. You're just getting you live, huffing and puffing, seeing if you can do some of those super guests.
Even when I was in shape, Coach, you'll remember I couldn't do it. Even when I was in shape, that first day of supergassers, when we had to run four supergassers, I'd get through one and then have to do my makeups after.
So I'm confused. You said when you were in shape, so when was that again?
Okay, to be fair. Okay, that's fair. Understood.
This is coming from a middle-aged fat guy sitting at his desk, so don't worry.
Hey, but you'd be out there running with us. You'd be out there running with us a couple of times.
Those are the good old days. I don't know if I could do it anymore. Yeah, smoke.
Get in the game and turn up 92.9, 680 AM. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN or download the free Odyssey app. Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Friedel going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about the NBA Finals. Talk to him about free agency, the draft. That's what we're going to talk to him about, man. I mean, is there anything else you want me to talk to him about?
Well, it's the last one. So
Kawhi's haircut.
Make sure it's your best. I don't know if that's a Kawhi haircut.
It's not. He actually, it was not. It's not. He's not wearing braids anymore in this haircut. But he's like, his hair is still long. He didn't get it like a fade or anything like that. So. Anyway, our national nightmare is over with Kawhi Leonard's hair. And if there are any more updates on that, I will pass them along.
And we'll be wary.
And I'll be wrong, most likely. But anyway, interesting piece from Jeff Calkins. Is that good enough?
Much better.
In the Daily Memphian.
More appropriate.
Where he writes about something that, you know, listen, we've all talked about, we all kind of know is there, but the job and maybe what the immediate near term might look like for the next AD at the University of Memphis. And that is the Penny Hardaway situation. He talks about RC taking the job in 96 as the athletic director when Memphis basketball was rolling. You had Lorenzen Wright, Tigers were in the top 25 the whole season. And then 12 months later, he was forced to resign, from Memphis. And it was ugly. And I was a little too young to remember that. But, you still hear about the scars that it kind of left.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Memphis having to make it right all these years later. You know, they got the statue at the Larry Finch Plaza. Like, they just, but it took however long, right? And RC was always, he's the hot dog stand and all. Again, who knows if that was true or not, but that was just, that was the legacy in many ways of RC at Memphis. He had he had Cal, but he also could not, get the stain of the Larry Finch ending there off of his name and off of his legacy. And there is no question that whoever the next AD is, whether it's Ed Scott, whether it's Kevin White, whether it's Mark Allnut, whether it's Ryan Alpert, whether it's Adam Walker, whoever, the next AD is going to have to most likely, maybe make a very near decision on the Memphis basketball program. Like, if Penny doesn't make the tournament this year, which we talked about is unlikely given his given the roster makeup based on, the sample size here, Now, it's a collaborative thing, but you're going to have to be the guy that delivers the news. You're going to have to be the guy that makes that decision. It's going to be your first impact on the job, right? I mean, there's nothing else you're going to do between now and the next basketball season that, you don't have a decision to make on football. You don't have a decision to make on really anything. I saw the softball coach resigned. My God, How did she ever have a job in the first place?
Well, that should have been a deal where you were firing her, probably.
She was 8-900.
But she's going to be she fell up if you're going to be a pitching coach at a power four program.
Yeah, I mean, she was, I saw the record, I'm like, oh my God, dude. She literally was like 13-95.
Oh, they were awful.
I mean, they could have put you and me out there, and we could have easily done just as bad.
I think this was a deal much like where you allow them to go find something else as opposed to announcing that you're firing them, moving on.
Yes. Perhaps
that's what's happened here.
Would you do it if they allowed you and I to both coach the team?
The softball team?
Yeah.
No. I'm not down for the travel. You know, Faith gave me a hard time
That's true.
First 2 years of Chris.
And plus, NIL. What's our NIL?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Unclear.
I don't think we have any.
I don't know how much of that FedEx money is trickling down to us in softball.
Well, you know, football going to get the lion's share of it.
Yeah, and basketball's getting some, too.
And I think that's the problem.
And then women's soccer should get the rest of it, frankly.
They really should. You know. Men's tennis.
Mm, that as well.
Men's tennis. NCAA tournament, 10 of the last 12 years.
Again, you're talking about big decisions by the AD coming in.
There's only one, potentially.
Penny's future probably right there at the top, yes.
Right. And so do you have the cachet? Do you have the... You know, and again, the AD, as I wrote in my piece today, which I found interesting.
Pros and cons.
Pros,
I read it.
Cons, good,
of
bad.
The job.
Interested to hear your evaluation of my evaluation, which, I found interesting. But the AD is not going to be the person that makes the decision ultimately,
mm-hmm.
right?
It's just, yesterday.
That ain't the way it works at Memphis. And it ain't the way it really works anywhere.
Oh, you're saying on Penny?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I thought you were talking real quick about, you know, realignment and all that.
Oh, well, that too, yeah.
You're saying the AD doesn't...
The AD is not the one making the decision.
Your point is that the boosters will make that decision.
100%. Yeah. Like, you can't do it without them. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
You can't say, I don't care what you guys think. I don't care that you guys want this person to not be fired or whatever. I am firing them. And you guys can go to hell.
No, you can't do that.
At a place like Memphis, no.
Not to a program legend.
You're exactly. You're DOA. You would have to... You know, basically know that they're on board with the decision, that they agree with the decision. And the question is just, if a year from now they don't make the NCAA tournament, will that be the case?
Well, here's a part of this conversation that we haven't jumped into and I haven't heard discussed. But when it comes to that, let's just assume, for this case, that it is the worst case scenario and he's missing a tournament again. So it's one win in 7 years, and we're to your point where your AD's got questions. Let me ask you this. Even if a great number of the boosters are like, you know what? We gave Penny a chance. Didn't go the way we had all hoped.
Yeah.
We're ready to move on.
Yeah.
If Penny still had Bill Lorre on his side, the big man, the guy with his name on the facility over there, how much would it matter that some of your boosters are saying? Because again, that's your whale right there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if he's still got his whale, how much does it matter what the other boosters are saying?
I don't want to do this on the air publicly.
Well, that's something. If Penny's got Bill Lorre, it's going to be real hard to get those boosters to say, emphatically, yeah, we're done with him. Because again, that's where a lot of that money has come from, in terms of on that basketball side. And it looks to me like Bill Lorre is still a fan. So. Let's be, you know, on the booster thing, we'll see.
Well,
here's the other part of this.
You asked me a question that you already knew the answer to, so that's what I resent. You knew the answer. You asked me anyway. I don't need to answer that.
If Penny got Bill Lorre, then who cares what the rest of your boosters say?
That is correct, yes. If Bill is still, and he definitely is,
mm-hmm.
what I know for a fact, he still is. Penny was in Paris.
Right,
with Bill Lorre's daughter's wedding,
mm-hmm.
and they're still definitely close.
Well, Daddy, you wouldn't be in Paris at the daughter's wedding if you guys weren't close, right?
Yeah,
Bill probably flew you out there, I imagine.
Well, yeah, or Penny, you know, Penny could have flown.
Sure, he could have, but I imagine in this case, you pay for it yourself. Maybe even have him on a private. I don't know.
I don't know.
My point is that he still got him. So set aside the boosters.
Look, I mean, Bill is just one booster, but he is the basketball booster, right?
100%.
So, you know, his name is on the practice facility.
Right.
So
I'm not worried as much about, you know, heat from boosters.
If he's still got Bill. Right. But
now,
does he have Bill a year from now if he doesn't make the tournament?
Maybe not. Here's another scenario. What about, and we've seen a dejected Penny this offseason, what about if Penny recognizes, okay, this ain't where I needed to be. You know what I'm saying? A situation where you're not, the new AD is not having to go in and explain it to Penny. Look, this is getting real tough. You get a Penny who is at that point saying, well, I gave it 7 years. Maybe it's even you guys haven't appreciated me. Maybe there's that tone as well, but who knows what. But I'm ready to step away, go play some golf. Mm-hmm. Like that. My point is it could make the decision for you. Jeff points out, too, if anything comes out of this Malcolm Dandridge thing, and I'm talking about serious academic improprieties that would come out of that. Mm-hmm. If the NCAA gets involved, oh, that's not good because you're on probation. Would you then have something, again, where the AD comes in, there's a situation now that's going to dictate what you do with Penny Hardaway if it comes out. And so that's what I'm saying. There are other things at play here besides just boosters. Penny might be fine with the boosters, but these other things, again, whether he's how much energy's he got to push forward if they don't make the tournament again, if people aren't bought in because he's Penny. You know, that's what I'm saying. You could point to the fact maybe Penny decides at that point, I'm ready to step down. I gave it a good run. But my point is that, yes, this AD, it's going to be at the top of the list or right among the key things in terms of things you got to monitor early on in your tenure, but it might be made for you. The decision might be made for you. It might not be a deal where you're having to stand up to people or go into a room and explain to Penny Hardaway why you're firing him. It's real delicate, too, because you can't just go in there and fire him and tell him you're out of here because the guy's an ambassador. He's a booster. You want to keep his money going forward as best that you can.
Yeah.
And not lose as an ambassador. So very delicate situation. That's the difference, the huge difference between him and Larry Finch, who he played for. Yes, both program legends, but you've been getting millions from Penny. Penny's got his name on the Athletic Hall of Fame over there.
Yeah.
And so, you know, just going into a room and saying, Penny, this is unacceptable. You are fired. You know, I don't see that situation happening either.
Yeah, listen, I think that's all, you know, I think I don't. Me personally, I hear some people I talk to believe that he would, like, you know,
step away before you would. He would definitely step away before you would fire him.
You think
he's not going to have that on his
because he doesn't get paid if he does that.
Stepping away?
Yeah.
Well, he's the guy to not worry about getting paid going forward.
I mean, would you?
Right? Ain't he the perfect case for that?
Would you do it?
No, I'd want every dollar,
and I think Penny would want every dollar as well. I think he would feel like, you know, I'm not.
Well, how many more he's got on his contract after next year if we've missed tournament? Was it three? Is it two? It's two or three.
Let me see.
It's not insurmountable in terms
2028. So after next year, he'd have three.
Yeah.
And
three.
That would be, that'd be about, you know, what, $9 million that he'd be owed? So
he's not making three, is he?
It's close.
Is it 2.8 or something?
Six seasons, 16.5. So
cool.
What's that come out to, my guy?
Again, how much of it has he already earned? Does it go up?
Well, I'm just doing the yearly average. Yeah. 16.5 divided by 6 is 2.75 average. So
yeah, he's approaching 3.
So I mean,
so it'll be getting close to 9.
It's probably not 9, but it's close enough to 9.
Close to 9.
Isn't that what they had to pay Tubby to make him go away?
It was 10, I think.
10. They did it.
Had time.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what, you know, what exactly is in there in terms of
his. I'm sure it's a deal. Memphis does theirs where they can pay it over time, seems like, to me, as opposed to the one you're going to get where we have to pay it all up front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's the, you know, again, you got to see what the contract says exactly. But, yeah, listen, I know this is an uncomfortable conversation, and some people are going to be listening to this like, well, how are you talking about this? But understand that if
no, we're talking about it because you guys have written about it over the Daily Memphian, well, and we're, you know,
hey, yes,
things that will be on the AD, the new AD jobs, you know, on his plate. This is among them.
Yes,
you know, but having to monitor this situation.
But B,
that's why we're talking about
it. If Memphis doesn't make the NCAA tournament next year, we already know what that means. It's two tournament appearances in seven seasons, one win. Josh was double both of those through the same amount of time, and that was not good enough for Memphis.
Correct.
Now again, he did inherit a better program, and I am going to keep saying that, but that really doesn't matter 7 years into the tenure. That's enough time to have turned it around and to have it, you know, it just would not be where it's supposed to be at this stage. And there's no coach not named Penny Hardaway that would be getting an eighth season if that was his results at Memphis. That's just the facts of it.
Again, but few coaches are ambassadors to that program.
No, it's a different calculation. There's no doubt about it.
And that will factor in to whatever the end looks like.
But, I mean, you know, again, you don't want it to get ugly, but you also don't want it to die on the vine. You know, I mean, you've got FedEx NIL money. You've got other streams of revenue, you know. Again, I'm not saying that you want to do this, It's what you said when he got the job that you worried about, the end, the end. And now we're not at the end, but you can sort of see how we could be. And you could see how it's going to get toxic and ugly no matter what, almost. Unless, again, Penny says, I'm going to do the right thing, and I'm some way, I have my, which I just do not see. I do not see. And again, this is stipulating no tournament next year. If they make the tournament next year, you know, I think that's sellable. It's sellable. It's not ideal. You know, you said a win. I think if they just make the tournament, he'll be brought back.
I wouldn't argue that.
Yeah.
My point is, if they make tournament, don't win a game, there will be zero excitement around it.
That's
and then you're gonna replace most of a roster again.
Yeah.
That's a ship going nowhere.
Absolutely agree. Absolutely agree.
And that's never been acceptable around here. Just tournament appearances. It wasn't for Josh. And you're not changing it now.
Yeah, you can't move goalposts just because you like the person in the job. I mean, that's just not, you know, we always say it, but Penny is the gatekeeper of the moment of the program. He's not the program, you know? He's not bigger than the program. He can't be. He can't be in terms of, you know, you want to really be back, get in the tournament consistently, making a Sweet 16 run. You want to get back to that?
Mm-hmm.
You know? You can't just say, all right, well, he gets to keep it because. No.
Now, how come you didn't get invited to Bill Lurie's daughter's wedding in Paris?
Man, I actually couldn't make it.
You and Mike, y'all were on some other client or something?
Yeah, we were working on Kyler that weekend. You know what I'm saying?
We.
Yeah.
You be careful, buddy.
I said
you be careful taking credit for that.
He's a, no, I'll take credit all day. Everybody knows that. I had to tell Mike, hey, you know, this is kind of what we're dealing with. Like, you know, let's go after this guy. Let's go after that guy.
And you identified Kyler, a guy who doesn't study?
Bounce back.
Gotcha.
And that was a misconception.
We had to put it in his contract, dude. It ain't a misconception when you got to put it in a contract.
That's why
dude,
we you fired hit this the iPad. Old agent, because he allowed that to happen. Know what I'm saying? He allowed that to get put into the contract. What a joke.
It is a joke. It's a joke that it was required.
He allowed that to become public, you know, that got all twisted and manipulated. And so that's why we were brought in, to fix that and clean that up. And we got a couple other prospects, you know, that we're going after. Some goats. Can't say any names. Don't want to, you know,
y'all need to
pollute the process.
Pursue my man Caleb. I don't think we have a representation.
Yeah, you know, I think that's probably going to be a little tough. We probably need to let y'all get humble first. And then we'll come in when the price is low. You know what I'm saying?
Again, you can, I've been sending multiple pictures. Now you can calm down about Kawhi's hair, bro.
Okay.
Everything's fine.
Folks, we have already established this. It was a bad angle, but anybody would have thought the same thing. All right? Everybody did the same thing. I just didn't follow the news. I didn't follow the latest update on Kawhi Leonard, okay? Anyway, could be some interesting times over at the University of Memphis. That's the truth.
Interesting article you had there.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah, we didn't talk much about it, but, you know, we talked about the gist of it, and that's fine. You can read all of it at Daily Memphian. We'll come back. Nick Friedell is going to join us. We'll talk to him about the finals, Celtics, next season, offseason, draft. Stick around. Jason and John, I'm trying to film ESPN.
Catch all the Tiger touchdowns, Grizzlies dunks, and more hoops. We're the engine behind Elon Musk's next big idea. 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports supercomputer.
And the question is, 1 year from today, who is more likely to be coaching a Memphis basketball team? Just Taylor Jenkins, no Penny Hardaway. Just Penny Hardaway, no Taylor Jenkins. Both of them still coaching the Memphis basketball teams. Or neither of them still coaching the Memphis basketball team. Think about it if you were Las Vegas.
Okay?
If you were Las Vegas, how would you think about these odds? I think, let's be honest, I think the lowest one is neither.
Get in the game and turn up 92.9, 680 AM. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN. Or download the free Odyssey app and follow 92.9 FM ESPN. Redefining the sports broadcasting frontier, just like Elon Musk does in tech.
The Wing Guru, serving up 21 flavors of lip-smacking goodness. Whole wings, party wings, boneless wings, and more. Served just the way you like them and smothered in our award-winning sauces. Order online and pick up in the stores or stop in and stay a while. The Wing Guru.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, and it's going strong at Gossett Kia on the Pike. Are you ready to ride in your new Kia with 41 mpg highway? We Gossett! 2024 Kia Forte LXS, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 282 miles of EPA estimated range with new 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month, and 2024 Kia Telluride LX 357. 7 a month, both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease. And get peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Call Bobby J. He's ready to put you in your new Kia today. Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Includes all rebates and incentives. Lease includes PF 695, 650 acquisition fee, EV6, P561, 0964, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG510, 849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE780, 169, MSRP 21820, plus finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Do you use oxygen therapy to breathe? Are you tired of carrying around a heavy tank when you leave home? If you've been prescribed oxygen, you know the problems that arise when you're tied to an oxygen tank. Going out of the house is a burden, and nobody likes to be stuck inside alone. Now you can live life on the go with a lightweight Inogen Portable Oxygen Concentrator. Travel around the corner or on board an aircraft. Inogen Portable Oxygen Concentrators provide the medical-grade oxygen your doctor prescribes in a device that weighs less than 5 pounds. Inogen's longest-lasting device delivers 12 hours of oxygen on a single battery charge, so you have more time to visit with friends and family, go shopping, and live the active life you love. Learn how you can experience an Inogen system for yourself, risk-free. Call now, 1-800-254-9207. That's 1-800-254-9207. Inogen devices are by prescription only. Battery run times vary by device and setting usage. Terms and conditions apply. For safety information, visit Inogen.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
Make it fun.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Is Odyssey NBA Insider Nick Friedell. Insider Calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. It's equipped for adventure, and he joins us now. Nick, man, it's been a blast having you, and we have a champ, and it's shockingly the Boston Celtics. How will we remember this championship from the Celtics?
Straight defense like we haven't seen in a while. The amount of dedication that group showed all year on that end of the floor and their ability to switch everywhere and just dominate a game defensively, we're just not used to seeing. And I mean, guys, we saw it for 7 months, 8 months. I mean, they were dominant. To watch them close things down the way they did last night was really impressive. And I know there was so much talk about Brown and Tatum for so many years, and could they do it? Well, they finally did. And the only way to ever shut anybody up in any of these arguments, especially in the NBA, is to win titles. Those guys have done it. This Celtics group has come together in the defensive prowess that they showed all year, and especially in this series. It's not going to be topped for a little while unless they do it.
You know, I've listened to Windhorse on this theory that once, you know, you win one, once you finally break through, get the monkey off your back like Tatum and Brown have done, then, you know, nobody can say anything about you. You know, you're cemented is essentially his point. It's done. And I do agree with that to an extent. However, like when we see a KD do it the way he did it, right, and go to Golden State, and then you get the sense that KD, after hearing all that talk about, well, that thing was already made for you, and he's not a bus driver, that there was still a sense of, I got to prove something, and maybe that's why you go off the Nets, you try to do it there. And now we're seeing, you know, in Phoenix, I just wonder for Tatum, you know, yes, people will have to shut up, you got the monkey off of your back, but won't we still hear whispers, especially, you know, not winning the finals MVP, and maybe you make an argument that he should have won it. But my point is, like, will it shut up? And I just get the sense, and maybe I'm wrong, Nick, that Tatum is the kind of guy that, like KD, will care, you know?
I agree. I think that was very clear. You can always tell, guys, when you're watching those post-game interviews after a team wins.
Yep.
You can always tell what has bothered somebody for a while. That's right. And in Tatum and Brown's case, but especially in Tatum's case, it's clearly been for years, oh, he kept that team. And when he's sitting there going, what are they going to do now? I told you all you didn't know.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Do I think that the finals MVP or lack thereof of Tatum not being able to win it is going to linger for him in the conversation? No question. Yep. That's the way the league works, especially on social media. Everybody will come at him who already had a problem with him. Do I think it will bother him? Yeah. I mean, given the way we've seen him respond to,
yep,
to questions and his performance at various stages of his career, sure. But I think for the most part, and this is a very tricky topic with trying to feel, and most of these who follow the game day to day will view him, I would still say, and this goes to KD, well, it's a comparison. When you win, and KD did it in a way we haven't seen because he joined the team that, right, won 73, right, games. We know that whole narrative. But when you, there is a large component of different factors that people and arguments quiet down, certainly. And I watched it firsthand, not only with became the Warriors, but with Steph until he won that finals MVP. I mean, guys, yep, 2 years ago, that same floor, he was crying when they won because he was so scared. And I hate him part of everybody going, oh, he can't do it on his own. He can't win the finals MVP. What's the matter? There's a reason why the emotions spill out the way that they do. So, that is a long way of saying, look, Tatum have to, if he wants to quiet more critics, he's going to have to get back and win the MVP. On the whole, though, I think most people who follow the game,
oh, yeah,
there is that respect that comes when you finally win. They won, and they will always have, no matter what else happens for them down the line.
No doubt.
So, listen, Nick, we all, you know, you covered the NBA and have covered it for a long time. We obviously love the NBA in Memphis. If you love the NBA, you love the NBA. There's just no doubt about that, right? Like, I feel like there's no such thing as, like, honestly, a casual NBA fan. It's like you either really, really like it or you don't care about it. And it was kind of borne out in the television ratings. And I know that's not the end-all, be-all, but Game 4 in this series was the second lowest Game 4 in recorded history in terms of television ratings. So, to me, it suggests, you know, really two things. One, America was just not at all interested in the Celtics for whatever reason. And then B, Luka, as great as he is not captivating an American audience. And I don't know if that's because he's not American, but he's not. So is that something that you think has to be the focus of Adam Silver is finding, accentuating, marketing at a very good level the next face of American basketball, be that Anthony Edwards, be that, you know, maybe Ja Morant? How important of a priority do you think that is for him now?
I think it is gigantic. And I know we've talked about it over the last few months, but guys, frankly, I've been concerned. I mean, I'm worried for the league in that I asked my friends, hey, during the regular season, what are you paying attention to? This and this, this like regular season basketball? Are you kidding me? The people, and I think the point is well taken. The people who are into the NBA are always into the NBA. The people who cover the league, oh man, this is great. You know, this is an interesting time. There's a whole bunch of young guys that are kind of coming up the ranks here and building their own legacies year by year. But I have sat here and watched for years as LeBron and Steph have been the faces, and to a lesser extent, but certainly up there is Kevin Durant. They're about to go. I mean, they just do not have that many more years left, especially LeBron. And so the league desperately needs to find the next guy. And I know we've been through this certainly in Memphis. Ja was supposed to be that guy. There are a variety of reasons why that isn't happening now and probably won't happen again for him, no matter how he's able to rehab his game and his image on the floor. But the much broader issue for the league is there's not that next guy that everybody can point to, who everybody's sure that they will watch. And even more, when you see the ratings, Adam Silver's got to be concerned. I know the league is understandably and rightfully so taking a victory lap because of all the billions that are getting poured in on all these new TV deals, and that's great. But when you're not captivating the audience day to day, that's when big problems can arise. And I think as somebody who's covered the league for as long as I have, what I worry about for the NBA isn't that the league's going to shrivel up and disintegrate in any way. It's that it's going to become more localized, a la baseball and to a lesser extent hockey. I mean, I don't know who's watching the Detroit-Utah game in February outside of the people who are diehards or maybe your hardcore gamblers or the hardcore NBA fans that we're talking about. That's the difference between certainly the NBA and the NFL, because even when the Panthers are playing the Jaguars, you're going to get 10 to 15 million people usually watching that game if it's on Monday night or something like that. There are a lot of different factors in play. But if you're Adam Silver, you've done great with getting these deals, and that's good for the NBA. 1A now is who is coming up, who's going to be the next face. And the point about Luka is something they very much have to consider. He is an unbelievable player. He is getting better, but for whatever reason, up to this point, international players do not translate for American audiences, certainly the way the NBA would hope they would. So that has to change over time because there are a hell of a lot of great international players that are only going to get better and better. In the meantime, you've got to find those next couple of American guys, and that takes a lot of work from the league standpoint, and certainly those players have to continue to get better and grow their personalities on the floor, because I'd also say this, guys, Tatum, by rights, should now be the guy. He's won a title. The Celtics are really good. He is an unbelievable player, but frankly, he's just boring. I mean, there's a reason why people weren't that interested in the Celtics. I mean, they're not that interested in Tatum. And that is something that has to factor into all the conversations moving forward now.
Nick, you know that Golden State situation so well. I'm just curious. I imagine this is hard for Klay Thompson right now. We saw where he's, you know, unfollowed the organization, everything else on social media. What's the future like for Klay Thompson? John and I were sort of envisioning scenarios where maybe it is a younger backcourt like in Orlando, where a guy like that at a much lower rate. I mean, maybe that's something he's obviously going to have to come to grips with, where you can go and contribute real things and sort of championship DNA and maybe help a team level up. Maybe not so much to a championship, but the next level up. Just in terms of what you foresee for Klay over these next few years, it feels like the breakup is imminent, right? Or does it? Do you think maybe he goes back at a lower number?
It certainly feels like, and I say this as somebody who's gone through way too many breakups, like the breakup's coming. I mean, it is. Guys, it feels like it's on the horizon. Yeah. I mean, if you would ever have thought that Klay, even after those injuries, was going to potentially walk away, now would be the time, and certainly the clues are all over the place on top of the social media thing, which is interesting in this era for a lot of guys. But I think it comes down to his relationship with Joe Lacob, the Warriors owners. They've been tight for years and years. The Warriors have protected Klay. Certainly they've stood behind him after those two terrible injuries that he's gone through. But Klay's got an ego just like every other guy in that league. He wants to get big-time money still, and even more than that, guys, he wants to have the role that he's always had.
Right.
And what's clear in watching the Warriors in the last year is that they're probably at their best when he doesn't have that role, because he's just not that same player anymore. So this is the business of pro sports. How far does loyalty go? I mean, Klay Thompson's going to have a statue in front of Chase Center no matter what he does. But you always thought that Klay, Steph, and Draymond would ride it off into the sunset together. Yeah. It just doesn't feel like that's going to happen now. But the reality for Klay is, who is going to pay him that much? I mean, the Orlando thing on paper makes a lot of sense. They got space. They've got a young core. But is he the type of player who is going to help them get to that next level? I don't think at this stage he is. So I'd be very cautious if you're Orlando. Mm-hmm. Paying however much it might cost or he may want once the conversations start going down even more. So it's one of the most fascinating storylines of the summer, certainly. The sad reality, though, is when you miss all the time that Klay missed and you're not showing the consistency that he did, certainly offensively, but even more guys on the defensive end, it's just not the same player that we're used to watching.
Nick, man, this has been a blast.
Thank you
the NBA
so much,
playoffs,
Nick.
Brother. Appreciate your time. And, you know, hey, maybe down the road we can get you in, see your cousin in Germantown. We can get this thing in studio,
yeah.
Brother. Come on down, man.
Guys, I can't wait to actually get down there and have some dinner with y'all. I mean, I've been going to that Houston's or Hills, whatever Houston's. It's been for years down there. But I have enjoyed the hell out of it. And I've always enjoyed the conversation. And I know you guys will keep rolling, but the second I get down there, I'll let you know for
sure. Yeah, man, hit us up. We're
pleasure's ours,
find.
Brother.
Thanks,
Thank
Nick.
You, Nick.
Enjoy the off season.
All right, you too, guys. Have a good one.
Yep, he is Nick Friedell from Odyssey Sports, Odyssey NBA Insider. Insider calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe that's equipped for adventure. Yep, that was our pal Nick's last visit with us for the NBA
final.
Season. I really did appreciate it. I followed Nick's work for a long time.
You Me know, too.
He was there on ESPN for a long time, and obviously now with Odyssey. So have always been a big fan of Nick's work. Yeah, he's got that Memphis connection. So now we got to get him down here. You guys can he was tweeting about the mediocrity of the Cubs. So you guys can revel in that together.
It's amazing.
You guys have that Chicago,
promising. Look like a promising team and outfit.
Yeah, he says y'all don't spend. He says y'all spend star money on non-stars. That's what he said.
Some truth to that.
Y'all just don't care if y'all win or lose. That's the problem. It's amazing that the city that had six NBA titles is in a place from a dynamic standpoint.
What did Nick know about them Bears? Why are we gonna talk Bulls?
I don't know.
No, you know what the pride of Chicago is right now.
Well, it's OTAs, dude.
It's the Chicago Bears, bro.
Play the game. Oh, already preseason is going to be just insufferable.
Dude, guess who the Hall of Fame?
I'm hoping that Caleb Williams doesn't play.
Hall of Fame game.
There's no reason for him to play in that.
What?
There's no reason for Caleb Williams to play in that.
Dude, he needs every bit of work he can get.
Oh, he's God's gift.
So we're going to play him a series or two in that game, and then we'll ratchet it up over the
next
two.
You really think so?
Yes. Or imagine maybe with the Hall of Fame game, we have four. Is that still the case? Because other teams, back in the day, the team that would play the Hall of Fame game would have five. Then they cut down the preseason game. So maybe we have four. Maybe it's not one of our three.
Yeah.
But I believe we're in it.
Yeah.
And Caleb going to be playing.
Who y'all playing?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Is it Dallas?
I'm pretty sure I read that will be Hall of Fame game. I'm very excited about it.
Yeah.
And again, I better see two series at least of Caleb Williams.
I don't think you're going to get it. Isn't that usually when they don't get it, it's the Texans.
Caleb Williams versus C.J. Stroud.
Zero chance C.J. Stroud plays in that game. Zero chance.
Caleb needs to.
Yeah.
Again, we did this year two of Trubisky where we didn't play him in the preseason.
Well, Caleb will play in the preseason, but he'll play in the last game. He'll play in the last game of the preseason. He won't play.
You do not do that with rookie QBs. They need literally every snap possible.
This is your cause, your cleats. Rookie QBs playing the preseason. You have been on this for years.
We blew it with Trubisky. I know from personal experience. You don't save rookies. You save Aaron Rodgers. You save Josh Allen.
Right.
You save proven vets.
Until he gets hurt in the preseason.
The rookies need as many reps as possible.
You just selfish. You just want to see him.
Again, I don't want him overdone in the first game. I want two series, maybe one, if that's all we need. And then you go up from there. And you go from to a quarter to a half. And then you're done.
Yeah.
Bro, football's around this corner.
It's a long corner, you know, but yes.
We had to get done with showboats. We had to put that stuff, that fake stuff in the back. Get back some real football around here.
What a joke.
Birmingham Stallions.
All right, we'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John on Turn of M, ESPN.
If you owe $25, $50, even $100,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt, you may be feeling overwhelmed, filled with anxiety, even embarrassed. Well, stop. That's right, stop. It's not your fault. Life happens. People lose their jobs, get sick, get divorced, and many other things that can lead to financial stress. So, don't feel bad about it. Do something about it. And join the over 300,000 people who worked with Accredited Debt Relief to pay off their debt. A company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. They're here to help people just like you. Get out of debt faster and feel the relief that comes with financial freedom. So stop delaying. Make the call to learn how much they can save you. Time and money. There's no pressure, no obligation, just a call. Dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword financial freedom. Again, dial #250 and say financial freedom. That's #250 and say financial freedom. Program and services not available in all states.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Upgrade her diamond ring this summer with no money down and zero interest for 5 years. Hi, it's Eric Hasseltine for my friends at Genesis Diamonds. Don't miss this amazing offer from Genesis Diamonds. 5 years, zero interest financing. Not just on engagement rings, but also on earrings, bracelets, bands, colored gemstone jewelry, and pre-owned Rolex watches. So that luxury pre-owned Rolex Submariner or Explorer starts at only $150 per month. Now through the end of June at Genesis Diamonds on Poplar at Perkins Extended.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file a lawsuit seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation. 800-439-4252. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-439-4252. That's 800-439-4252. Again, 800-439-4252.
A peaceful trip to dinner, gathering with friends for coffee or brunch. If you're looking to meet your neighbors, an evening cruise by on a new EasyGo may just do the trick. With EasyGo, time spent with friends or meeting new people can be as simple as the turning of a key. Stop by Ben Nelson Golf and Outdoor in Memphis and check out their vast selection of EasyGo golf carts. Sometimes it's not the destination, but the journey.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Sticking to the code, all these for the street. I put it in her nose, it's gonna make up. Toad ain't gonna make up at this seat. You can't hear that switch, but you can hear them scream. I'm off. I'm off 20 karat ring. I put my fingers down.
Are you wanting to launch your savings, but you don't know where to start? It can be a little daunting. I understand. Well, I'm here to help. That is Leaders Credit Union. One way to help that money grow just by sitting there is the Forward Plus High Yield Savings Account from our friends at Leaders Credit Union. No minimums, no balance tiers, no restrictions. That'll help you champion your personal finances. Get up to 4.25% APY on your money. It's just going to grow. It's that easy. Open your account, leaderscu.com/ESPN. All the details and disclosure will be there. Leaders is your financial champion, federally insured by the NCUA. Man, the basketball season is over. What the hell are we going to do?
I know it's tough because we don't have baseball.
I don't have it,
and you certainly don't have it.
When we used to do the what was that thing we used to do?
We got draft.
No, at the end of the show, what we used to do. Remember, it was like a little bit.
Checkout time.
Yeah.
The pox song.
Yeah, well, checkout time. And
we gotta go.
We gotta see. And then, like, it was like, what? I don't know.
Again, draft Wednesday. That's the, you know, point towards that summer league.
Yeah.
Gigi Jackson.
There was a report that Clint Capella is apparently. Is interesting to the Grizzlies.
Well, we knew he was interesting.
Yeah, so that they might make a move. I don't know for him. Is that gonna get anybody excited in here?
He does a lot of what you need.
I guess, man. He's a zero.
I have other candidates above him. Yeah,
he's a total complete zero offensively, but
still roll to that rim.
He rolled the rim. He's old though. He's getting old.
Yeah, he is.
You know, so he's not.
I like Jared Allen better.
Yeah, I mean.
Or some other
Nick Claxton better. I mean, yeah. You know, but whatever. I mean, it's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be like, you know, the and again, we've talked about it. It doesn't have to be high usage, right? Like, your center's not going to be high usage anyway, and that's perfect because you're not going to have.
No, I mean, there'll be a lot of times where you're not on the floor and Jaren's running the five and Brandon Clark's out there at the four.
Right.
Like, so, I want the versatility.
I mean, I think that's probably the low end of the best you could do, but that's about the range you're talking about, right? That's the range where I'd start. It's like, if I'm going to go veteran center, like Clint Capella would probably be like the bottom of the range, right? Otherwise, I'd just go rookie, you know, on a cheaper deal. But I wouldn't, like, pan it. I wouldn't, like, kill it if that's the way they decide to go.
11.5, 10.6 rebounds last year.
Right. So he fits in. And, you know, again, it's so low usage that it's not going to be – big change to your offense, you know what I mean? And
1 year, $22.2 million. So
it's expiring. So, you know,
yep.
I don't know what you'd have to give up to get him.
Well, you can come close just with Marcus. I mean, again, you know, Jared Allen's in there at 20. I want to tell you that you had 2 years of control with Jared, though, which is what you liked better. So,
mm-hmm.
But a lot of ways you can go, and hopefully something will shake before this draft.
Yeah,
you know, kind of like it did last year with Marcus.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's the latest on the Grizzlies draft. I'm sure we're going to be hearing a lot of that right, coming up up on the draft. You're going to be hearing a lot of rumblings and stuff. Who knows how, you know, what's real and what's not, what's being leaked out there.
Well, if there's a chance to move up something like six and get it clinging, I think you got to be really active and be on those phones.
Absolutely. Hey, I want to tell you about the Summer of 1,000 engagements going on at Robert Irwin Jewelers right now. 40% off all engagement rings and a free summer vacation getaway.
Wow.
Spend $24.95 or more, you get a three-night hotel stay in places like Myrtle Beach, Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, and more. Spend $49.95 or more, you get a $500 airfare credit. Three nights at a resort in Mexico, Dominican Republic, Bahamas, select Caribbean islands. Lots of options for any budget at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Go see Howie. He's going to take care of you. Be the best jewelry shopping experience of your life. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, always at Robert Irwin Jewelers at any location or online at rijewelers.com.
That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Nick Friedel for joining us. Thanks to the guys from the Shelby County Pro-Am for joining us as well, and Jessica Benson. Jeffrey and company up next. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Howie, what's going on this summer with Robert Irwin Jewelers?
It's easier than ever to get engaged this year with Robert Irwin Jewelers. During our Summer of 1,000 engagement sale, you get the 365 meant-to-be guarantee on your custom-made engagement ring. And guess what, Danny?
What?
With any purchase of $24.95 or more, you're going to get a sunny summer getaway for two.
That'd be a great place to pop the question.
You'll get a yes.
Yes, you will.
See a store for complete details. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, or online at rijewelers.com. Robert Irwin Jewelers.
All 650 acquisition fee, Telluride, RG510849, MSRP 38305, Forte, LXS, RE780169, MSRP 21820. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Hey, Jeff, I hear you've got the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event going on right now at Goss.